Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. By the way, if you ever miss a conversation, stevegruber.com, the place to be. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like all the cool kids, we've got all of those things for you. Now we're going to talk next about healthcare and a bit of a problem, maybe a big problem, maybe a crisis, but I don't like using that word because I feel it's overused these days. But are there challenges in the nursing profession? There are. A shortage in nurses in America? There are. And as you know, I have a tendency to wound myself from time to time. And just last week, my son broke his arm, so I have a chance to interact with medical professionals on a regular basis, and I think nurses are the greatest. My next guest, Sherilyn Harley LeBone, is a lawyer, strategist, executive coach, and commentator. She works at the intersection of business and politics and advises all sorts of people, and now she's a contributor here to the Steve Gruber Show. Sherilyn, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you.
So, leveling the playing field for private colleges and universities is the headline of an article that I have here. And it says in part that America faces this stark reality of a nursing, and they use the word crisis.
Yeah.
Yet some members of Congress, it says, are increasing partisan attacks against the colleges and institutions training much needed healthcare professionals. What are they talking about?
So here's the deal. Let me set the table for your listeners. The bottom line is in the previous administration, some members of that administration didn't particularly care for private colleges and private colleges, right? So they tried to enhance regs that would make it more difficult for them. But as we know, not everybody is going to get on the train of traditional education. We've got a big country. People learn in many different ways.
True.
People learn by homeschooling. People go to vocational and technical schools. People are learning on online universities. And in 2019, because, you know, we're moving towards technology, we should be there already, people need to embrace that. But there are some members in the previous administration that want everybody to learn the same way and to go for a traditional education.
You know, I'm shocked a little bit, though. You know, Sherilyn, I'm shocked a little bit because you're telling me that the Obama administration was anti-private sector. I'm stunned to learn that.
Right, stunned. Aren't you? Shocker of the day.
Yeah.
So this administration is trying to move forward and sort of roll back some of those regs. And one of the areas where they've had to roll back the regs are with respect to nursing schools.
Yes.
And here you have a situation. The American Nurses Association have said, listen, we've got a nursing crisis. We don't have enough. And they use the term crisis. We don't have enough nurses. Why? Because Affordable Care Act has made some major changes. Frankly, see, people are living longer, right? The baby boomers are living longer. You have more people in the system. And as a result, if you need more nurses and nurses are getting caught up in not being able to attend private schools, vocational schools, and schools that really allow single mothers, you know, recently divorced women, non-traditional students, vets, who all traditional college route just may not work for them, Steve. So what we want to do, I mean, I think our country in general should be supporting efforts to get people to get training, to get higher education, get them in and out so they can get out and take care of their families.
Well, you know,
that's the bottom line here.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, and make some money. There's nothing wrong with that.
And we want people to be employed, Steve.
Well, we do. So why the attack on private schools then?
Well, the attack has come because in the previous administration, they complained that there are higher default rates, loan default rates. They just, in general, don't like private colleges. I mean, it's just a thing. They don't like them. And so let me give
they
you an
being
example.
Those, hold on. They being those on the left. Those on the right have no issue with that.
Those on the left. Being those on the left. So in the previous administration, again, they enacted and promulgated regulations that really made it difficult for private sector, for for-profit and private schools to operate.
Yeah,
made it very difficult for them. So one of the rules, I'm just going to very briefly tell your listeners about it, was the Bauer Defense to Repayment Rule. And really, it was, you know, a mechanism to allow the government to prevent false advertising tactics. But here's what, you know, the previous administration did. They enacted this broadly, you know, ever-embracing rule that really, you know, is another way of sort of sucking everybody into it. And instead what you do with these rules at any federal agency, we saw with Obamacare, is the goal should be to enact very narrowly tailored rules that get at your specific goals. This did not do that.
Of course,
and
no.
It brought
They're
in
overly
a whole
broad.
Lot more people than it needed to, Steve.
They're always overly broad, and that's the problem.
Yes, that's the problem.
And here's the real problem with education, in my estimation, over the last 25 years. When I went to college, I got a student loan from the local bank, and I signed. It was guaranteed by the government, but it wasn't given to me by the government. I made a deal with the bank. I got loan papers from the bank, and I repaid the bank my student loans, and I did repay it. When student loans, we became a product of the government, and the United States government has 99% of student loans now. Isn't it interesting that tuition shot up at the same time that student loans were given? So one government entity is giving money to another government entity, and unbelievably, the prices went wildly out of control. I'm shocked, right?
And what is that? That's the law of unintended consequences. And, you know, with respect to this, one of the rules here of the previous administration, you know, what you need to do is establish clearly defined guidelines regarding who's exempt, eligibility, and transparent procedures on how colleges and universities can appeal. But that's not what this did. Everything is done in the cloak of darkness, and schools don't know how they can appeal. This is not fair, and this is not how you promulgate rules, Steve. It's just not a good way of doing business. Then again, I just said this oxymoron word of federal government doing business. So herein lies the crux of the problem. And the new administration is coming in saying, you know what? We need to promulgate rules that are fair with everyone. Transparent.
How about rules that just have some common sense attached to them?
Exactly. And allowing schools the opportunity to appeal if you don't like the rule. I mean, this is how a normal course of business gets done. You don't do rules in the cloak of dark, and then there are no transparent procedures on how, if you feel like you've been unfairly treated, right, how you appeal.
No recourse.
So, no recourse, right? No recourse.
Absolutely right. And therein lies a good part of the problem here, because these rules and regulations are put into place, and it creates a bigger problem because we have a nursing crisis in America.
Right
now, we are with Sherilyn Harley LeBones, lawyer, strategist, and executive coach here on the Steve Gruber Show. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.